जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन श्री राधे, जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन, जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन, जय गौरानिथाय गौरानिथाय गौरानिथाय, जय गौरानिथाय गौरानिथाय, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय श्री मंत्रा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरते नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 23 एंटाइटल्ड द शिशुमारा प्लानिटरी सिस्टम एंड वी आर सपोज टू कवर फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 to 9 एंड दिस इज आई थिंक द स्मॉलेस्ट चैप्टर इन श्रीमद् भागवतम विच हैज 9 वर्सेस। सो एंड most of the verses are in prose except the 9th one, so we'll just go through from 4th till 8th of the translation and purports. Text number 4 This great machine consisting of stars and planets resembles the form of a Shishumara dolphin in the water. It is sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudev. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudev in this form because it is actually visible. Purport. Transcendent, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendentalists such as yogis whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord, prefer to visualize something very great, such as the Virata Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky the way a dolphin swims in water. They meditate upon it as Virata Rupa, the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text number 5. Translation. This form of Shishumara has its head downwards and its body coiled. On the end of the tail is the planet of Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of demigods Prajapati, Agni, Indra and Dharma. And at the base of its tail are the planets of the demigods Dhata and Vidhata. Where the hips might be on the Shishumara are the 7 saintly sages like Vasishta and Angira. The coiled body of Shishumara Chakra turns towards his right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Punarvasu are located. On its left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarashad. Thus, its body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of Shishumara is the group of stars known as Ajabithihi, and on its abdomen is the Ganges that flows in the sky, the Milky Way. Text number 6. On the right and left sides of where the loins might be on the Shishumara Chakra are the stars named Punarvasu and Pusya. Ardra and Ashlesha are on the right and left feet. Abhijita and Uttarashad are on its right and left nostrils. Shravana and Purvashada are at its right and left eyes. And Dhanishta and Mula are on its right and left ears. The 8 stars from Magha to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left of its body. And the 8 stars from Margashirsh to Purva Bhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs of the right side. Shatabhisha and Jeshta are on the right and left shoulders. On the upper chin, this is text number 7, on the upper chin of Shishumara is Agasti, on its lower chin Yamraj, on its mouth Mars, on its genital Saturn, on the back of its neck Jupiter, on its chest the Sun, and within the core of its heart Narayan. Within its mind is the Moon, on its navel Venus, on its breast the Ashwini Kumaras. Within its life air, which is known as Pranapana, is Mercury. On its neck is Rahu. All over its body are comets, and in its pores are the numerous stars. Text number 8. My dear king, the body of Shishumara is thus described. Should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord as Shishumara Chakra and worship him with this mantra. Quote, O Lord, who has assumed the form of time, O resting place of all the planets moving in different orbits. O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you and meditate upon you. And thus we come to text number 9. We can recite this verse. Graharkashattaramayam abhidevikam. Graharkashattaramayam abhidevikam. Papapaham mantrakritam trikalam. Namasyata smarato vatrikalam. Nasyeta tatkalajamashu papam. Grahakshatāramayam adhidevikam. Papapaham mantrakritam trikalam. Namasyata smarato vatrikalam. Nasyeta tatkala jamashu papam. Graharakshatāramayamādi devikam. Papapaham mantrakritam trikalam. Namasyata smarato vaitrikalam. Nasyeta tatkala jamashu papam. Grahar krishta taramayam adhidevikam. Papapaham mantrakritam trikalam. Namasyata smarato vaitrikalam. Grihar Krishta Ramayamadi Devika. Papa, धर्मस्य तस्मरतो वैत्रिकालम् माता जी कौन सा बोलते हैं कौन सा लिखा वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ग्रह रक्षतारमयम कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ ऑल द प्लैनेट्स एंड स्टार्स आदिदेविकम द लीडर ऑफ ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स पाप अपहम द किलर ऑफ सिनफुल रिएक्शंस मंत्र कृताम ऑफ दोज हु वांट द मंत्र who chant the mantra mentioned above. Three kalam, three times, namasyataha, offering obeisances, smarataha, meditating, va, or, three kalam, three times, nasyeta, destroys, tat kalajam, born at that time, ashu, very quickly, papam, All sinful reactions. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Shishumara Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship that Supreme Person three times a day, morning, noon and evening will surely be freed from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers his obeisances to this form or remembers this form three times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Purport. Summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement as the Virat Roop or Vishwaroop, the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship Him three times a day, meditation will always be free from all sinful reactions. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur estimates that Dhruva Loka, the pole star, is 3,800,000 yojanas above the sun. Above Dhruva Loka by 10 million yojanas is Mahar Loka. Above Mahar Loka by 20 million yojanas is Jana Loka. Above Jana Loka by 80 million yojanas is Tapa Loka. And above Tapa Loka by 120 million yojanas is Satya Loka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satya Loka is 233,800,000 yojanas or whatever the number is, 1,870,400 million miles. The Vaikuntha planets begins 26,200,000 yojanas, which is 209,600,000 miles above Satyaloka. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the covering of the universe is 260 million yojanas, which is 2,080 million miles away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100 yojanas, and below the earth by 70,000 yojanas are the seven lower planetary systems called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala. Below these lower planets by 30,000 yojanas, Sheshnag is lying on the Garbhodak ocean. That ocean is 249,800,000 yojanas deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500 million yojanas और 4 ट्रिलियन माइल्स, ठीक है ना, बिलियन, 4 बिलियन ना, हाँ ट्रिलियन, ओके। ओके, वी स्टार्ट बाय ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स आफ्टर गेटिंग सो मेनी नाइस नंबर्स। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 23 एंटाइटल्ड द शिशुमारा प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम। As mentioned at the beginning, this chapter has 9 verses only. So this may be the smallest chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So first of all, I'd like to welcome all the devotees and guests for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class and seeking all of your prayers and blessings so we can speak something for our purification. After going through these set of verses, I was just thinking, there are so many numbers, what else I can speak. So, this particular chapter, as it's entitled, the Shishumara Planetary Systems, so the first 3 verses are talking about the Dhruvatara, the pole star, which is the stationary around which every other planet is revolving or star is revolving. And then 4 to 9 is mentioning how that planetary system is in the form of an inverted dolphin or Shishumara, and how various planets are placed on various bodily limbs of this Shishumara planet. So few things which I could think of. First was, from the whole description, which is consisting of so many numbers, so many details, so why Bhagavatam gives so much details? So from the gigantic universe, Bhagavatam is talking about from the gigantic universe, where each and every planetary system, each and every planet is described, where they are placed, how much distance they are from us, earthly planet,
टू माइन्यूट सटल लेवल्स ऑफ थॉट्स एंड कॉन्शियसनेस वी हैव. सो भागवतम इज टेकिंग अ स्पेक्ट्रम फ्रॉम द माइन्यूटेस्ट थॉट्स सटलेस्ट लेवल्स ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस विच आर देयर टू द जाइगेंटिक यूनिवर्स. सो इट्स कवरिंग द होल स्पेक्ट्रम फ्रॉम द माइन्यूटेस्ट टू द जाइगेंटिक. सो दैट्स द होल स्पेक्ट्रम ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम. सो वाई देन वन द क्वेश्चन में अराइज वाई गोइंग फ्रॉम द होल स्पेक्ट्रम फ्रॉम द यू नो द जाइगेंटिक टू द माइन्यूटेस्ट बिकॉज द थॉट्स वन गोज थ्रू समटाइम्स वी डोंट इवन रियलाइज हाउ दे आर जनरेटेड हाउ दे आर कमिंग. सो इट्स कवरिंग द होल स्पेक्ट्रम फ्रॉम द माइन्यूटेस्ट टू द जाइगेंटिक सो दैट वी कैन मूव फ्रॉम ग्रॉस टू सटल एंड अल्टीमेटली टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ सोल एंड स्पिरिचुअल एंटिटी. So generally, our consciousness is engrossed in this world in gross. Like a child, when he is born, any object he sees, what is the first reaction he has? Just put it in the mouth. Anything, anything the child grabs, the instant reaction is he wants to put it in the mouth, eat. Why? Because he thinks, I can swallow it, eat it, I can relish it, grossly. And the whole endeavor of mother is to save the child from eating. So the gross, that's where the consciousness is at the grossest platform. And the Bhagavatam is taking the whole journey from the gross to the subtle, and then ultimately to spiritual, which is the subtlest. So that's why Bhagavatam is covering whole spectrum from the gigantic universe, which is gross, to something which is subtle, spiritual in nature. So, example, like I was thinking, in schools also, in colleges, most of the time, like when we go through grade 1 to 10 and then college degree, etc., many times this question arises, why going through so much of study when ultimately, when one comes to the work life, most of it is never used. So whatever we study in colleges or in schools, directly from the application point of view, it never comes into, you know, we never, 90% or 95% of what we study is never put into an application or in our work life. Or So why go through the whole process? One may think, "Arey, it's all waste of time or it's bogus. Why we study the whole, you know, so many years of going to school and colleges?" But the purpose is, if you ask, you know, those who have this system of study, they say it's to train the mind to think logically and work towards finding solution to our daily problems. So the purpose is, It's kind of training. So when one is trained, the mind is trained to think in a logical pattern. So that when challenges come or you have to find problems to day-to-day activities, you are trained to think logically and come up with solutions, outcomes. So that's the purpose of this whole spectrum. It's to just train. So the vastness and intricacies of the universe are to train us to think from broader perspective and work towards finding solution to ultimate problems of birth and death. So why one may say so mind-boggling the figures, the numbers, the descriptions, unimaginable. So why they are given? It is to help us train our mind to understand the broader perspective. Like for example, once Tamal Krishna Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada and there was some discussion, and then Prabhupada said there is this whole universe where there are millions of planets, and in these millions of planets there are millions of universes, and in this universe there is this universe which is the smallest, which has a four-headed Brahma, and in this planet there are millions of stars and planets, and within that there is this our galaxy which has also millions of planets, and there is this earth, And within earth there are hundreds of, or there are so many vast land, so many countries, and within that country there is this America, and within America there are so many states, 50 states, and within 50 states there is this state, and within this state there is this town, and within this town there are hundreds of localities, and within this locality there is this locality, and within that locality there is this temple, and here there is many devotees, and within this there is one Tamal Krishna, and he thinks he is great. So the perspective is, when we have the understanding of the bigger, broader perspective, then we realize that what I am going through in the whole cosmos is very, very insignificant, minute. What I think that I am in charge, or I am in control, or I am the center of the universe. So that gets addressed properly if you have a broader perspective. So when this gigantic understanding or description of this universe is given, to bring us to some logical thought process, that we are very minute in this whole cosmic arrangement. And therefore think from the perspective of connecting with that Supreme, rather than thinking oneself as the center of activity. So the whole description, one can go as much detail as much one has the capacity to understand. But the point is to come to this logical thought process that I am very insignificant. This universe itself is very, very gigantic. And this sprung from one of the pores of Mahavishnu. So what is my, you know, capacity, or where do I stand? So from that perspective. So this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, etadhyatur chittanam matra sparsha ichchayamuhu bhava sindhu plavo drishto haricharyanu varnanam. In that verse it's mentioned, etadhyatur chittanam, those whose chitta is very atur for coming in touch with matra sparsha ichchayamuhu. Matra sparsha, matra sparsha means senses coming in touch with sense objects. Ichchayamuhu, they are full of these desires. So what is the solution for them? Bhava sindhu plavo drishto, they can cross over this bhava sagar. Bhava sindhu plava, what is the boat? Hari charyanu varnanam, the transcendental topics of discussions of Lord. Hari charya anu varnanam. So that's the only. So once we understand, I have so many gross and subtle desires for enjoyment in this gigantic universe, which is filled with so many gigantic planets, then I am very minute. So actually I should connect, if I really want to fulfill my desires and want to cross over this bhava sagar, then I have to take to the topics of hearing the topics of the Lord. Okay, so that was the first point, which was to do with why this, you know, vast, you know, knowledge description of the universe which is mentioned. This was one point which I could think of. Second was, in the fourth verse, Prabhupada in the purport writes about imagination. Prabhupada says, I'll repeat the purport. Prabhupada says, transcendentalists such as yogis, whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord, prefer to visualize something very great, such as the Virat Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky, the way a dolphin swims in water. They meditate upon it as Virat Rupa, the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada is saying, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara, which is floating in water. So why, what is the significance of imagination here? Why the yogis are imagining a gigantic form, a Virat Rupa, where different planetary system form the bodily limbs of the Lord and things like that, so on and so forth. Why this description? So I was thinking, in bhakti also there is scope for imagination, because Prabhupada is, this is written for a yogi. Yogi is also a transcendentalist. So in spiritual realm also there is scope for imagination, but that imagination or visualization is like when I was if you think, like we have a school, so when children are getting groomed, when they are getting educated, there's a lot of emphasis given that they should have a sense of visualization, a sense of imagination. And the more the sense of visualization and imagination they have, their growth happens much more. They can become much more creative, and they can be more educated, things like that. They can become fully groomed. So in childhood, in children, this perspective of having imagination propensities or visualization propensities, that's very important ingredient of grooming and learning. Similarly, for a devotee also, this aspect of imagination and visualization is very important. So the difference is that in outside world, they say you can just imagine anything, everything, and just it's okay. But from scriptural perspective, from Shastric perspective, this imagination or visualization has to be in line with Shastras or keeping Lord or Krishna as the focus. So when that imagination, visualization is done with Lord as the focus, then it can give unimaginable results. One can actually be in touch with Krishna, because Krishna is not a material name, material phenomena, material, you know, his form. Because one is visualization, imagination in terms of connection with Krishna, it gives spiritual results. So therefore, visualization and imagination has a great part in spiritual sadhaka's life also. Like it's mentioned, yasyam ve shruyamananam Krishna parama puruṣe bhaktir utpad bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha bhayapaham. So here it's mentioned, yasyam ve shruyamananam, if one takes to this shruyamananam, hearing Krishna parama puruṣe, about whom? The param puruṣa Krishna, what will it lead to? Bhaktir utpadete pumsam, it will lead to bhaktir getting developed, and it will destroy shoka moha bhaya apaham. Shoka moha bhaya, shok is about our past, bhaya is about our future, and moha is about our current situation. So all this past, present and future apaham will be destroyed. When one hears, but hearing should lead to meditation, should lead to constant absorption, and that absorption meditation, one of the aspects is to do with visualization, imagination. Otherwise just hearing will not create that impact. One has to go to a level higher, from shravanam to kirtanam to mananam and to nididhyasanam. So shravanam is hearing, shruyamananam, then it should lead to sharing, kirtanam. Then one has to also mananam, contemplate about what is being done. So contemplation is the aspect of visualization, imagination is there. And then nididhyasanam, how to apply it in my own life, having a sakshatkar or realization of that. So that process unfolds. So here imagination or visualization, one may say, oh, for devotee it's not, one should not do it, one should only stick to, but it helps. It can help one grow from the sadhaka to a mature devotee. It's like it's like when a mango is there, green, unripe mango is there. So when it's connected to the tree, which is getting watered, which is getting sunlight, slowly, slowly it ripens. So this process of connecting with the Lord through imagination or through visualization in line with scriptures can actually ripen our bhakti. So that is there. So I was thinking, anything we can remember from that. So I was just went through Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the Antya Leela of chapter 16, so there is this chapter which is entitled Lord Chaitanya Tastes Nectar from the Lips of Lord Krishna. So there, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in constant mood of absorption, remembrance of Lord Krishna. So if he sees any river or any water body, he sees it as Yamuna. He says, oh, Yamuna is there. He starts jumping, chanting prayers to Lord Yamuna, to Mother Yamuna. And then if he sees some hillock, then he says, oh, it's Govardhan. It's not, he's actually, there's no Govardhan, but he is imagining or visualizing, because that's what's in his heart, to see Krishna or Krishna's things related to Krishna. So it's mentioned here. Ekadina Prabhu Gela Jagannatha Darshane Simma Dware Dala Ei Asikarila Vadane. So it's mentioned Ekadina Prabhu Gela. So one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, Simma Dware Dala Asi Karila Vadane. And he offered his respectful obeisances entering the through Simma Dwar. Tare Bale Kota Krishna Mora Prananath More Krishna Dekhao Bali Dhare Tare Hat. So he's saying, Lord was asking, like he was in such ecstasy, such remembrance, he's saying, Tare Bale Kota Krishna Mora Prananath, where is Krishna, my Prananath, where has he gone? Mora Krishna Dekhao Bali Dhare Tare Hat. So he caught hold of one doorkeeper, one guard who was guarding the, and he said, please show me Krishna. Where is Krishna? So then, Seha kahe, iha hai Vrajendra Nandan, aise tumi mora sange karana darshan. So the doorkeeper replied, iha hai Vrajendra Nandan, come with me. Vrajendra Nandan, Krishna is here only. Asi tumi mora sange karana darshan, come with me, I will show you karana darshan. Tumi mora sakha dekhaya. Kaha Prananath Etabali Jagan Mohan Gila Dhari Tarahat. So he said, you are my friend. Kaha Prananath, I'll show you where is your Lord of the Heart, Prananath. Etabali Jagan Mohan Gila Dhari Tarahat. He went and took Lord Chaitanya with him to Jagan Mohan, Lord Jagannath, to take his darshan. Sehabale Ei Dekha Shri Purushottama. Netra bhariya tumi karah darshana. So he said, just see, here is the Lord of your heart. And just take darshan to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Tumi karah darshan netra bhariya. Netra bhariya. Full satisfaction of your eyes. Garudera pache rahi karena darshan. Dekhe na jagannatha haya murali vadan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this thing that he will take darshan from the Garuda Stam. So he stood there, and from there he is taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. And he is seeing Jagannath as Murli Vadan, as Shama Sundar, as one playing flute, Murli Vadan. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, E Lila Nija Granthe Raghunatha Das Gaurangastava Kalpavriksha Kariya Chena Prakash. So same pastime or this incident is mentioned by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami in his book Gaurangastava Kalpa Vrikshah. And this, then he quotes this verse from that composition. Kwame Kantha Krishna Stvaritam Ihatam Lokya Sakhe Tam Evati Dwarapiham Abhivandam Unmadva Iva Drutam gacha drashtum priyamititad uktena dittad bhunjantara goranga hridaya udayan mamadayati. So here Raghunath Das Goswami says, my dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show him to me quickly. With these words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped his hand and replied very hastily, come, see your beloved. May that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also. Bhujantar gaurango hridaya udayan mam madayati. I am also become mad with that. Actually, what I want to describe comes further ahead. Hena kale gopal vallabh bhoga lagaila. Shankha Gantha Adi Saha Arati Bhajila. So then there was offerings, bhoga offerings made in Gopal Vallabh Bhog, and Aarti was performed. Bhogasari la Jagannathera Sevaka Gana Prasadalaya Prabhutani Kaila Agamana. So when the Aarti got over, the Prasadam was taken out after Lord Jagannath has eaten, and some was offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prasadalaya Prabhutani Kaila Agamana. Malaparana prasada dila prabhu rahate aswada dure rahu yara gande mana mate. So then the prasadam was given in hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the aroma itself was so captivating. It just captivated the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bahumulya prasada sei vastu sarvottama tara alpa khayota sevak karila yatana. So the prasadam was made with very valuable ingredients, bahu mulya. Therefore the servant wanted to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tara alpalaya prabhu jivate yadi dila arasaba govindara anchale bandhila. So Lord took a little from it, tasted it, and gave the rest to Govinda, the servant, and he kept it in his anchal, in his wrapper. Koti amrita swada paya prabhura chamatkar sarvanga pulaka netra vahe ashrudhar. Just by eating this Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, a small portion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koti amrita swada, he felt like it tastes like millions upon millions of times better than nectar. Koti amrita swada paya prabhura chamatkar. And his heart was filled with ecstasy. Sarvanga pulak netra vahe ashrudhar. So the hair stood on his hand and he had incessant flow of tears from his eyes. Edravya eta swat kaha haita aila krishnera adhara amritara iha sancharila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, edravya, it's a dravya, it's any food item. Edravya eta swat kaha haita aila. From where did such nectar get into this dravya? Krishnera adhara amrita. Adhara means lips, because it has touched the lips of Lord Krishna. Adhara amritera iha sancharila, because it has touched the lips of Krishna, of Jagannath. Therefore this amrita has kind of entered this prasad. Ei buddhya mahaprabhu prema vesha haila Jagannathera sevak dekhi sama varnana haila. So Lord Chaitanya felt in ecstasy. He just went in ecstasy, and seeing the servants of Lord Jagannath, he restrained himself. Sukriti labhya fila lava balena bara bara Ishwara sevaka puche kei artha ihara. The Lord said again and again, only by good fortune may one come by a particle of remnants of food offered to the Lord. Ishwara sevaka puche ke artha ihara. So the servants asked, what does that mean? So generally when we taste the Mahaprasad of the Lord, do we get such feelings? Oh, it's filled with millions and millions of times of amrita, more than amrita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, one who is fortunate will get such particle of remnants of the Lord. Prabhu kahe eye dila krishna adhara amrita brahma adi durlabe nindaya amrita. So he's saying, these are touch the lips, adhara krishnera krishna adhara amritra. So it is amrita which is touch the lotus feet, lotus lips of the Lord, and it surpasses heavenly nectar, and even demigods like Lord Brahma find it difficult to obtain. Krishnera ye bhukta shesha tara fela nama tara ekalava ye paesei bhagavana. Krishnera ye bhukta shesha tara fela nama. And what is it called? It's Krishna bhukta. It's eaten. It's the remnants of Krishna. And it's called fela. Fela is, here Mahaprabhu is saying, something which is left by Krishna after being consumed. It's called fela. Tara ek lava yei paya sei bhagyavan. If one gets a portion of it, he is very, very bhagyavan. He is very, very fortunate. सामान्य भाग्य है ते तारा प्राप्ति नहीं हाय कृष्णे रायांत पूर्ण कृपा से पाय। वन हु हैज ऑर्डिनरी फॉर्चून विल नॉट गेट महाप्रसाद ऑफ द लॉर्ड। सामान्य भाग्य है ते तारा प्राप्ति नहीं हाय कृष्णेर यान्ते पूर्ण कृपा से पाय। वन हु गेट्स द कंप्लीट मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही ओनली गेट्स सच महाप्रसाद ऑफ द लॉर्ड। सुकृति शब्द कहे कृष्ण कृपा हेतु पुण्य यही यारा हय फेला पाय से धन्य। वन हु हैज गॉट सुकृति दिस शब्द सुकृति कृष्ण कृपा हेतु पुण्य ही इज फिल्ड विथ कृष्ण कृपा यही यारा है फेला पाए ए सही धन्य। दिस फेला दिस रेमिनेंट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ही इज सच फॉर्चुनेट पर्सन धन्य हु गेट्स इट। सो आफ्टर सेइंग दिस दिस डिस्कशन इज हैपनिंग इन जगन्नाथ टेम्पल विथ द सर्वेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ। सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु लीव्स एंड देन ही टेक्स हिज मॉर्निंग आफ्टरनून बाथ देन ही डज हिज नॉन नून ड्यूटीज एंड देन He was constantly remembering, reminiscing the taste of Mahaprasad of the Lord throughout the day. That the incident happened in the morning. Now during the day also he is just remembering what kind of mercy I have obtained. Bhaya kritya karena prema gargara mana kaste sama varna karna avashesha saghana. So externally he was performing his activities but internally he was constantly just he was feeling or experiencing the taste of the remnants of prasad. With great difficulty he tried to restrain his mind, kaste samvarana karena avesha saghana, but he would always be overwhelmed with deep ecstasy. Sandhya kritya kari puna nijagana sange nibhritya vashila nana krishna katha range. So after finishing his evening duties, noon evening duties, he went with his personal associates and he started discussing the pastimes of Krishna in great jubilation. Prabhura ingite Govinda prasada anila. So then Lord like indicated to Govinda because he had taken little and he had given the rest to Govinda. Bring the Mahaprasad. Puri Bhartira Prabhu Kichu Pathaila. So there is Paramananda Puri, there is Brahmananda Bharti, the other two sannyasis. So he gives them also. Ramananda Sarvabhoma Sarupadi Gane Sabara Prasada Dila Kariya Vantane. Then the prasad was also shared with Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, Sarup Damodar, etc. Prasadera Saurabha Madhurya Kariya Swadana Alokika Aswada Sabar Vismita Hailamana. So everyone was tasting such uncommon, all Alokika Aswad, which is beyond this world or the food particles which will give any taste. It's beyond that. So then Lord is asking, Prabhu kaye ei sab haya prakrita davya. This is all prakrita davya. It's made of food like which is available. The earth, water, air, ether. Ekshava karpura maricha elaichi lavanga gavya. It contains karpura, elaichi, lavang, etc. Rasa vasa godatka adiyata sava prakrita vastura swada sabara anubhava. So Lord is saying we have had an anubhav, we have had taste of prakrita, the remnants of food in this world, but how come this taste so different? Sei dravya eta aswad gandha loka tita aswada kariya dekhe sabara pratita aswada dure rahu yara gandha mate mama apana vina anya madhurya karaya vismarana. Apart from the taste, even the fragrance pleases the mind and makes one forget the other sweet scents besides its own. Tatei davya krishna adhara sparsha haila adharera guna saba ihata sancharila. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, it is to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips has touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred to them all their spiritual qualities. So Mahaprabhu, further it goes on, time is up, but the point is, even in an ordinary, you know, everyday activity of tasting the Mahaprasad of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing it as something which has touched the lips of the Lord. Krishnera Adhara Amrita. Something which has touched the lips of the Lord. And this kind of imagination or this kind of visualization, constant absorption, is creating such deep emotions, such deep, loving feelings for the Lord. So this kind of here, the topic under discussion in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's related to the cosmic planetary Virat Roop or Shishumara, where the yogi is meditating on that and having a remembrance or absorption in Lord. But for a devotee, the daily practices of constantly getting mercy of the Lord in the form of darshan of the Lord, in the form of, the Mahaprasad of the Lord, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, etc., one can see how it is actually imbued with the touch of the Lord. And that touch is the amrita, nectar, which one is receiving. And that creates such ecstasy, such emotions. So in the life of devotee also, such visualizations or imagination is very, very fruitful and can take one from a sadhaka to a siddha, or one who is experiencing taste for the Lord. So that's the difference, as we understand from Bhakti Samit Sindhu. Sadhaka, bhakta does it out of regulation, out of injunction, shastric injunction. But one who is on platform of spontaneous devotion, he is doing it because he is experiencing such greed, such intense ecstasy when he is in touch with all these spiritual activities. So thank you very much. So we talked on two aspects, on why Bhagavatam is giving so much details. That is with regards to from taking from gross to subtle and thus making us go deeper into what is the purpose of life, and then what is the purpose or importance of imagination or visualization. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.